From WCBU Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Joining us today are John and Jeff Heinzman and Duffy Armstrong Farrell. They're here to tell us more about the current exhibit at the Peoria Art Guild by Judith Roth, entitled Colorful Life. The exhibit is open this month with a closing reception on February 26th from 5 to 7 p.m. John, Jeff, and Duffy, welcome to Out and About.
Thank you.
Our pleasure.
So Duffy, let's start with the woman herself. Can you tell us a little bit about who Judith was and some of her connections here in Peoria?
She was born in Boston and went to the Boston Museum School, and then with some other studies, she studied figure drawing, painting, and sculpture. And she also, this is fun for all of us here in this area, knew Preston Jackson because they both taught at the Art Institute.
Oh, wow.
And even Preston's Facebook page, he noted after she had passed away, this was last year, he wrote this. She passed away in 2019. He wrote, "I think I've been strongly affected by the work of Judith Roth. We talked many times about painting, and you can see it. He posted one of his elephant paintings, which are so colorful, so dynamic, and so beautiful, carrying the spirit of those creatures. That comes from Judith Roth. That is who the woman was. She was positive, happy, engaged in life in the community. She loved theater, art, music. She was engaged in life to the fullest and loved everyone that she came in contact with. And her work in the guild and in the homes of many of the patrons of the arts here shows that. It all shows her love, her passion for color and line in the human figure. It's all there.
When I went to see the exhibit, that was one of the things as I was sitting there taking in her artwork is I just felt this sense of happiness and the colors and the just everything about it was so uplifting. And to know that was a reflection of who she was as a person coming through her artwork.
Yeah. In the late 70s, I was on the guild board and had been visiting art fairs in the Chicago area because of our fine art fair, which at the time was at Junction City. And I came upon her work. I looked at her work. I looked at her and I looked at my friend and I said, she has to come to Peoria to the fair. And she wasn't about to come because it required a certain size tent and all these other things. We offered to build the tent for her. She came, and that was the beginning of it. And then we were selling her work through the Peoria Art Guild.
And she's had really this lasting impact on Peoria and Peoria artists since. Yes. John and Jeff, can you tell us a little bit about that?
She, I love to refer to them as the pioneer women of the Art Guild. You know, Ann E. Coulter and Priscilla Steele, Kathy Crawford and Ann Conver, Mary Ruth Ginn, who's passed away also, Pat Keck is another one. And of all the things, what reminded us most of Judith's work was always her, she one time commented, "The power of the human form and its expression is my medium and my commitment." And she devoted decades to just focusing on the human form. And it's interesting because Ann Conver is a photographer, Ann Coulter is a landscape artist. And we had in our stable of artists, it was always Judith Roth was the drawing master, so to speak. And her ability to make every line almost poetic. They were fluid, they were sensual, they were alive, they were vibrant. And it comes through, I think, in the spirit of her work that these people were real people. They had vitality, they had respect, they had dignity, and they were all around her and they roam amongst us. Mm-hmm. I think that's the most amazing thing is that her people are our people in our community.
Even though you see in some of these pieces, figures that are seated and sometimes you don't even see their face, but you do get a full sense of that person and also motion, even within sitting. And I was looking at one of the pieces and just thought, I swear this piece is breathing, even though they're sitting down, and I don't know how she did that.
And it was so interesting that all of these characters that we see on paper and on canvas are colorful. We have a lady that is obviously older and probably not a professional dancer, but she is the dance, and she is there because she is enjoying this movement, this environment. And then we have the boxers, and it was funny, Jeff and I saw this drawing and we said, we have to have this drawing. It's atypical, but it's not. I'm not that she did a lot of sports figures or anything like that, but there is so much vitality and energy in these two boxers that are duking it out. And then we also have two paintings that kind of complement that. Well, the Kohler Foundation, Liesl from the Kohler Foundation called and said, I found her sketchbook with all of her sketches for these works, the boxers. Do you want that? I said, of course we want that. I mean, it's just, but they were so great in giving us something that will help educate our students here at the Guild, and hopefully artists and students of art that come to see the exhibit.
I have some quotes from a blog spot that was put together by Happy Faces Chicago. And in her own words, she said, I am involved with a precarious balancing of realistic and abstract expression. And you'll see that in the exhibit. Some pieces look very finished, some look very unfinished. But for her, and again, I'll quote, raw edges, the feeling of life and process which exist in an unfinished study, the use of space in which the silence, that which is left unspoken, is allowed to manifest itself as articulately as a completed image. These have become basic elements of my work. The medium and techniques used vary, but most of my work itself deals with the abstract essence of the human form with its poetic interpretation.
This is an incredible show. We want everyone to see it. John and Jeff, can you just walk us through real quick how people can take advantage of, yes, of seeing the show?
The Art Guild is open Tuesday through Friday from 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. You can walk in. That's great. If those hours don't work for you, we would be glad for if you want to call and make an appointment. We will certainly open up the gallery for you. We also have a Mentor Arts program on Saturdays from 9 until 2. So we are opening the gallery on Saturdays. One of the things I hope people come and they see the strength of character in each one of these people that she's introduced us to. They are, you know, I want to know them personally.
That was John and Jeff Heintzman, joined by Duffy Armstrong Farrell, talking about Colorful Life, the exhibit featuring the work of Judith Roth, now on display at the Peoria Art Guild. John, Jeff, and Duffy, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. A pleasure.
You've been listening to Out and About, a production of WCBU and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders, artists, and performers. Our producer is Daniel Musisi. If you missed a portion of this conversation, you can listen to the full interview at wcbu.org. Out and About is also available as a podcast on Apple, Spotify, Pocket Cast, or NPR. I'm Jen Gordon, and this is Out and About.